Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 197, It Can Be But My Gratitude I Earn. This lesson is teaching us that everything we give to another person is actually received. Sometimes when you give something to another person, you may feel as if they didn't even notice, or that they're not listening, or they're not responding, or you're not valued or appreciated for your gifts. This lesson reminds us that when this happens, we have a temptation to withdraw our gifts or to stop giving them. And each time we do this, it is a denial of ourselves, and it is asking that we not do this, because in this way we will deny ourselves, our oneness with God, and then we will not know the gifts that He has already given. You may feel as though those gifts from God are not coming, or perhaps they're pretty slow or delayed. The Course teaches us that everything God has given has already been given. That may be good news for some and terrible news for others, because they look at what they have received and they think, well, if God has already given everything and this is what I have, it must mean that this is all I get. But the Course teaches us that the reason we do not see the gifts that have been given is because we deny the gifts, not only to ourselves, but to others. The way that we open up our portal of understanding and awareness is to give our gifts to others. This is the way you open up that flow of abundance that comes through you and as you. Imagine that if you went outdoors and you found that you had turned on a hose in the front yard, but there was no flow coming from the hose. Your first idea might be that, well, there must be a kink in the hose. There must be something stopping that faucet. But when we look at what has come from God and where those gifts might be, that's not our first thought. Our first thought is that somehow there is no flow, or that we have not earned the flow, or we have not done enough to deserve the flow. It's not in our mind naturally to imagine that there must be a kink in the hose. And I tell you this, that if you are not receiving the flow and the gifts that God has already given, there is a kink in your hose. This means that somewhere within your mind, you have turned away or denied what God has given. The way that you do this is by self-denial. Every time you judge a brother, every time you begin to go to a place of feeling unworthy, inadequate, not whole, incomplete, whenever you do this, you are essentially saying, I am not what God created. I am not the child of God. Every time you do this, you are creating a kink in your hose, and you will deny or shut down or even delay the flow of those resources, the love, the wisdom, the abundance, the wealth, everything that you have been given that is rightfully yours. Dear God, today, whatever it is I'm holding in my mind, where I'm denying myself on any level, or denying the truth, the happiness, the wholeness, the completeness of another person, please take those thoughts from me and heal them for me. I am determined to see myself and every other person differently. My only goal is peace. I want only what belongs to me in truth, and I thank you in advance for your rich and lavish gifts that you have already given. I am willing to know them completely. I open my heart, my mind, and my being to know all that you have given. In your love, amen.